Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. So listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Hope you enjoyed what you've already heard. You can head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot to get involved with. The, man, just got so much good. You know, what I want to deal with this hour is the Constitution itself and how much of it you actually know, or don't know for that matter. You know, the school exit exam, which we don't do here in California anymore, by the way. We don't want the kids to feel bad when they can't pass. Let me give you some, I'll pull out some questions from the, I think it was the 1875 exit exam for schools here in this country. Give 9 rules for the use of capital letters. Name the parts of speech and define those that have no modifications. Boy, I would have flunked already. I wouldn't be able to make it past the second question. Define case, illustrate each case. This is all about grammar. What are the principal parts of a verb? Give principal parts or do, lie, lay, and run. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of questions that nobody ever asks anymore. Nobody really ever talks about. And they give the kids an hour to do it all. The next day, we take a test in arithmetic. They give an hour and a half. Name and define the fundamental rules of arithmetic. Come on, you guys, what are you waiting for? Let's go. You should be all over this. If a load of wheat weighs 3,942 pounds, what is it worth at 50 cents per bushel? That can't be right. All right, District number 33 has a valuation of $35,000. What is the necessary levy to carry on a school 7 months at $50 per month? I mean, this is regular school. Oh, the U.S. history one. They got 45 minutes for this one. Give the epochs into which U.S. history is divided. Give an account of the discovery of America by Columbus. Oh, my God, the teacher would be fired today for that. Relate the causes and results of the Revolutionary War. Show the territorial growth of the United States. Tell what you can of the history of Kansas. Who were the following? Morse, Whitney, Fulton, Bell, Lincoln, Penn, and Howe. Second, let me see. Geography. Another hour on this one. What is climate? Oh, see that? That one right there. That would be a problem today, wouldn't it? Of what use are rivers? Of what use is the ocean? Describe the mountains. Right? Name and describe the following: Monrovia, Odessa, Denver, Manitoba. They go through all these mountains and or hills. Let me see. Name all the republics of Europe and give capital of each. I would say, you know, name half the states that we have and give the capitals and hope they got them. Right? Why is the Atlantic coast colder than the Pacific coast in the same latitude? Describe the process by which the water of the ocean returns to its sources. I mean, can you, fairly simple. Would you agree? Anybody? Or disagree, I should say? I mean, fairly simple. I wonder how many of our kids could actually pass this today. They don't even, like I said, in California, they don't even do the exit exam. I think they're afraid. I would think they are, anyway. All right. The, when you, I don't even know how to couch this, really. Finally, parents are stepping up at school districts. They're finally opening their mouths as to what's going on. And the more and more parents that actually get to see what's in the books, see what's being taught, because we can't do it alone. I mean, being on a school board, we cannot do some of this stuff alone. You guys think we can. We need your help. We need you to push back. You need you to help us. You know, otherwise, we're just kind of doing what we believe you want us to do. And a lot of times, we're forced to follow what the state rules and laws are, or rules are, I would say. So a black veteran had had it. He had had it with what his kids were being taught, what he was being told, and he went off, God bless him, he went off on the school board members. I think this is exactly what you should be doing. I don't think you should hold anything back, because they don't. Take a listen, maybe.
But I'm an African-American man in Rockwall, Texas. I'm an ink spot in a bowl of milk. This, I see there was a book about Wilma Rudolph, and let me pull it up for you right quick. It says, and I quote, Wilma also noticed how hard her own mother worked as a maid and a cook. There's something not right about this, Wilma thought. White folks got all the luxury, and we black folks got all the dirty work. Wilma became determined to do something other than serve white people. Let me tell you something. I don't subscribe to white supremacy. Because if I subscribe to white supremacy, that means I have to subscribe to black inferiority. And I am a four-time Iraqi freedom veteran. I am not inferior to anyone. Period. And I be damned if I teach my children that they are inferior to anyone. You get out of this world what you put into it. And there's no magical man pulling strings, holding my fate or my kids' fate, who are half black, fate in their hands. Because of whatever agenda. This isn't a black, this is a...
We're going to do more on him on the other side of the break. Triple C to your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. This is Real Talk. You see it live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5562. Okay. Yeah, I got it. I got the message. Okay, well, put it, you know, this is radio, but I will put the video up while we're talking about it. This is a black veteran, a man who is up there fighting for his kids, who are what they try to get you to refer to as mixed race, but they're part of the human race. They just happen to be have a black father and a white mother. Why that has to be called on or spoken to, I have no idea. And this guy has the guts to come out and say what many of you have said to me but won't come out and say. There are more of you out there than you can imagine. Do not be afraid. Do not let those loons on the left keep you hidden. That's what they're doing. They're taking your rights away from you. Take a listen.
In Rockwall, Texas. My name's spotting a bowl of milk. This, I see. There was a book about Wilma Rudolph, and let me pull it up for you right quick.
It says, and I quote, Wilma also noticed how hard her own mother worked as a maid and a cook. There's something not right about this, Wilma thought. White folks got all the luxury and we black folks got all the dirty work. Wilma became determined to do something other than serve white people. Let me tell you something. I don't subscribe to white supremacy. Because if I subscribe to white supremacy, that means I have to subscribe to black inferiority. And I am a four-time Iraqi freedom veteran. I am not inferior to anyone. Period. And I be damned if I teach my children that they are inferior to anyone. You get out of this world what you put into it. And there's no magical man pulling strings, holding my fate or my kids' fate, who are half black, fate in their hands. Because of whatever agenda. This isn't a black or white issue, conservative, liberal. This is white. Why would we put in our kids' heads that they can't do something or they are at a disadvantage just because of the way they were born? It makes no sense. And so I beg of you, please look into the Lucy Hawkins curriculum. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, sir. Perfect. Perfect. And many other parents got up. He was so passionate. And not over the top passionate. Talked about his experience in the military. And then talked about his family and asked the question, what am I supposed to tell my kids? I say the same thing about my granddaughter. Many of you know I talk about her from time to time. She is what the world refers to as mixed race. She's what I refer to as my granddaughter. What am I going to tell her? You have to be afraid of white people, except for grandpa and grandma and your mom. What are you telling her? What are you telling them? What are you doing in those schools that have a very small black community involved? What are you saying to them when you teach them things about white folks think they're better than you? They don't like you. They look down on you. They hate you. How's that kid going to feel in class for the next, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8 years, however long they're there? It is wrong to do. It is a wrong thing to do, period. Don't do that to them. It's not fair and it's not right. And it's not true. Many of us, many white folks that I know, that I hang out with, never would actually get in the way, would actually step up, would actually step on someone for trying to make it look like or sound like or whatever that white folks are better than black folks. I've encountered some of those people in my life, in my time. Look around. They're not there anymore. There's a reason for it. It's not because I'm so self-righteous that I go, well, I can't have anybody with your mindset. Because I usually try to talk to them about it. If it doesn't go anywhere, I can't be bothered with them. I don't hang out with them. The only people I see as inferior is those people who want to be inferior. The only ones I see as inferior are the ones that don't want to do the work it takes. Those are the ones that I see as inferior. But nobody's inferior just because of the color of their skin or maybe some issues they were born with. I mean, everybody's got, not everybody, but a lot of people have issues to work through because of some deficiency or something they were born with. And many work through it. Many work through it. Now, the Democrats, do they even know what the Constitution is at this point? My question is, do you know what it says? Do you know what rights you have? Do you really know what they are? There's a whole bunch of little things. You got to go take this constitutional coach class. Right? I mean, knowing your constitution, truly, you think you know it. I would imagine if there's a bunch of you listening and you're being honest with yourself, You say, go take the test. Go up to rickgreen.com or Wild Builders. They both have areas where you can take the test or be questioned. But mostly Rick Green. Go to rickgreen.com. They have a whole class there. A whole area that you can engage with and see what you do know or don't know, for that matter. I'm amazed at what... I mean, honestly, if for real, I'm amazed at what I didn't know. 855 Real Joey, 55732, 5563. I'm still stuck on Greta Thunberg. Thunberg? Whatever. You know, when you study the Bible, many of you have heard me or heard Rick Green and myself talk about the convention states. I've always kind of stepped away from it and not really jumped into it. And as I was looking around for, you know, talking points for this story tonight, I was amazed to see and find out how Article 5 almost didn't come about. The one that they're actually standing on right now, that they want the states to take back the power. And like I said, we'll talk about that in the next hour. I mean, in the next segment. But it was George Mason who brought that to you, one of our founding fathers, who realized shortly before they were about getting ready to vote on it that they had forgot something. I'll tell you what that something is on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed a measure to combat the rise in anti-Asian hate crimes. Both parties came together to pass legislation sponsored by Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono. It's designed to address a recent surge in Asian American violence that was spurred on by the COVID-19 pandemic.
The important thing for our AAPI community is that we stand with you, and we will continue to stand with you to prevent these kinds of crimes from happening in our country.
The new legislation creates a new position at the Justice Department that focuses on reporting of anti-Asian motivated crimes. The final agreement includes compromised language from Republicans.
The Biden administration has announced progress on its goals to deploy electric vehicle charging stations. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg made the announcement in observance of Earth Day. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Feel the rhythm now. Should we sing together, you and me? All night, homie, can't be moving on. Should we sing together, you and me? Come on, baby. Should we sing together, you and me? All night,
homie, we are back. I'm back. I don't know about you guys. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, truly be part of the solution, not just in words, get involved and get engaged. So, I was telling you guys about the constitutional coach class, and you may want to check out rickgreen.com, rickgreen.com, and there's so much going on. I hear people say on a regular basis, well, I know the Constitution. I know this. I'm well aware of this. I know what my rights are. Well, you know what? I'm going to challenge you and say most of the time you probably don't know what your rights are. You may have a clue to some of the original rights, you know, some of the basics, freedom of speech and that kind of thing. But do you really know? Do you really understand how we can fight back, how we can push back? You know, again, as I was looking at some of the information for tonight, because I actually do a little bit of research from time to time, I was amazed to find out that our founding fathers beat their brains out for weeks in putting the Constitution together. And I don't know if you do it. You know, in Constitution Hall, they had the windows boarded up, hot, summertime. There wasn't much air going through there. And these men were arguing. Debating, arguing, pounding away. Because they had to get their... They had to get everybody on board with this. You know, I love people who say, well, they should have just kept slavery out. Well, then you wouldn't have had a country. It would still belong to England. And you would have had slavery a heck of a lot longer. Let's just be honest about it. Well, George Mason, one of our founding fathers, after all this work and everything went down, he realized that, oh my God, we've given the feds all the power. And the whole idea was to create a federal government, but not give it all the power, not allow it to be all-powerful, all-knowing. And they forgot something. And this is what brought Article 5 about. Now, two ways to amend at this point now. Either the federal government itself starts an amendment, it goes out to the states, or the states can start an amendment without the federal government being involved at all, which is what you're hearing a lot about right now, a convention of states. So they get, you know, I mean, think about this. They give all this power to the feds, or I should say, they gave limited power to the feds, but they realize that at some point in time, the feds might become too big. that might be able to start taking power or working through little areas these guys forgot to cover. And we all know that when somebody gets too powerful, you know, any dictator or what have you also will always realize that they've got too much power and want to give it back. Our founding fathers knew about pride. They knew about evil. And they knew that men could be very, very, very evil. So Mason pops up and says, hey, we can't have this. We need to make sure the people have the power to turn around anything the federal government tries to run away with. The real miracle here isn't that Mason remembered this less than 2 days before they were ready to sign. I want you to think about that. Every one of these issues was argued and voted on and pounded on and changed and yanked around. Well, when Mason brought up the language for Article 5, when he brought up the language for the Convention of States, there wasn't an argument. Everybody had to slap themselves in the head moment going, oh my God, that's right. The federal government could have too much power. And without argument, and by unanimous consent, Article 5 passed in a heartbeat. Right? No, really, think about it. To have that kind of thing happen in no time is a big deal. So, I just want to beat this up. When Mason proposed this, there wasn't anybody who pushed back on it. So now your Convention of States that you're hearing about, you hear some of these groups that are coming together, you should come alongside them, if you will. As this Article of States comes together, it will be, and I've always been, look, I got to tell you honestly, I told Rick this years ago, I've always been afraid of this. I don't trust our own people. In light of today's environment and what people are thinking and saying and doing, this could be problematic. Who's going to watch over the votes? This takes a vote. It'll be a 2/3 vote, I believe. We've got the states to pull it off. We've got the legislatures to pull it off. If we're going to do this, it has to be done quickly. Because you don't know what's going to happen in the next election. Remember, it's not done by the federal. Federal doesn't matter in this case. This is done by the states. Every legislature will vote on this. And I forget that many states willing to jump on board to make some changes. And they can make changes some don't understand this. They can make the changes that the Supreme Court cannot overturn. The Convention of States can make it so that there are only 9 justices. Right? They can move this into the Constitution. Only 9 justices. They can cut the Ninth Circuit in half. They can create or pretty much do anything they want to do. They can fill some of these holes that have been left. I mean, our founding fathers knew that that there was going to be corruption. They saw it themselves. So they knew there'd be corruption, and they did everything they could to cover these holes. But, you know, no conception of the Internet. No conception of computers. No thought that China or Iran would be involved in our elections. They could tighten up election laws. There's so much that they could do. You know, sometimes you don't think you have to say more than what the rule is. For instance, when Congress wrote that it was supposed to be the first Tuesday of November, we'll say, for conversation's sake here, they set a date, if you would, for the presidential election. Did they really think they were going to have to put it in? You can't vote for 3 weeks ahead of time? Or 2 months ahead of time? Heck, what's it going to be? What if you could vote a year ahead of time? Hey, place your vote this year and in 2 years for Congress. Here, click this box too. Right? And then when you talk about D.C., some are quoting that, as far as D.C. goes, that Congress has a right to turn into a state. Well, they do or they don't. I mean, it was specifically called out as an area that wouldn't be a state. For exactly political reasons, which is exactly what's going to happen here. If you truly want to give it back, Or if you truly want it to be done right, then give back the areas you took back, or you took away. They took land from Maryland, they took land from Vermont to turn it into D.C., not Vermont, Virginia. So just give that land back. Give it back to those states. I mean, maybe it's too simple for me. Maybe I'm thinking too simply about all of this. But again, if you don't know what the Constitution says, if you're not all over it, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose every time. And there's no reason for it. I'm going to do tidbits over the next few weeks on the 1619 history and how it's been debunked. You cannot let this go on in schools with your kids. You can't do it. It's not healthy for them. God, it's not healthy on you because you're always doing catch-up with these people. Catching up and turning your kids around to make sure that they don't get the wrong information. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. You want to be involved, you want to be engaged. Sign up for the newsletters. The newsletters I only send out once a week. Not like you're going to get inundated. And if you want text messaging or text alerts, you can text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And you'll get a notification, not every night, from time to time, letting you know the show's coming up, they're coming on, and there's stuff going on there. If you have an Android or iPhone app, you can check that out too as well. We've got, if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, we have programs to help you pull the show across. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution. You know, I mean, seriously. To show you how even more and more and more asinine the news on the left is getting, it's just amazing. And they don't care. They're in your face with it now. So when Trump kept calling them fake news, he was 100% right on. And anyone who doesn't think so has their head so far into the sand that I'm surprised they can breathe any oxygen. There's new video that came up of a neighbor across the street showing the whole thing. And it covers the cop big time. I mean, the one girl's on the ground and this coward of a black man is kicking the girl. Kicking the girl. Aren't you such a man? I mean, seriously. And then we're seeing more and more bits and pieces, and the left is having a field day with this. They're trying to use this to show you that systemic racism exists. So a white cop shoots a black girl ready to stab another black girl, and somehow that's racist. Well, oh. Must be, if the girls were white, and the cop was white, he probably would let them stab each other, because that somehow would have been okay, and not racist, right? Do you see how far we've allowed this to go on too long? We have allowed them to get away with this way too long. And the left is trying to have a field day with this. And by calling everything racist, calling every one of these attacks racist in nature, they're doing exactly what I told you they were going to do. Right? They're making this a black and white scenario because they want bloodshed. They want everything to be about race, and they want bloodshed. It's just nuts.
I'm Erin. That's me. Long before I had moderate to severe rheumatoid
arthritis.
I've always done things a little different. Gone against the grain.
Another video that pops up shows that the young lady that had the knife in her hand, you can hear her screaming, "I'm going to stab the F out of you, you B." Now, I'm sorry, if that isn't reason enough to engage, I don't know what is. What is the expectation now? Talib wants these people gone, wants the police gone. So what would have happened in that situation without police? Right? And everything is a racial issue. It is just truly getting crazy and out of hand. And today, global warming nuts, they dumped a whole bunch of cow dung in front of the White House. You know what's really funny is somebody said in the chat room earlier, and it's so true. John Kerry said it, even if we get to zero emissions tomorrow, it's not going to change anything. Right? I mean, either he had a drunken, stupid moment, or he's willing to speak the truth. It's not going to do anything. Right? I don't know. I'm hoping we start to get cracks in the black community. I'm hoping that the blacks start to stand up and step up and talk about how what these people are doing, what the BLM people are doing, what Maxine Waters is doing is wrong, just flat out wrong. Just like you saw that black dad that just stepped up and talked about what your kids were. They were teaching his kids in school about white folks, and he wasn't having it. He wasn't interested in it. It was wrong, and he knew it was wrong. And then the police chief comes out in a video. He's slamming Talib and Waters for the shameful comments that they made and endangering cops and law-abiding citizens. They don't care, though. I've been saying this for a long time. Nobody's listening. They don't care. The left doesn't care. They want the bloodshed. They want the violence. They want the fights. Because then they can take even more control. They can take more guns away, more weapons away. What's going to happen? If that was a white person that stabbed a black person, maybe knives would be next on the list, right? And to show you how asinine they're getting, how stupid they're getting, Virginia is now looking to eliminate all accelerated math courses before the 11th grade as a equity-focused plan. Back to math being inequitable. The Department of Education in Virginia, they're moving to eliminate all accelerated math options. This is that Loudoun County School Board again. Now, as a school board member, we're really kind of an unwritten rule. We're not supposed to talk out against other schools, but these guys are lost. Just totally lost. And what they don't realize is, the black community gets stiffed on this, the Hispanic community gets stiffed on this, because there are other states, other countries that test their kids, that give their kids options. I don't want an engineer that couldn't pass math. Do you? Do you want an engineer that had a hard time with addition and subtraction? Because I don't. Just crazy. One Loudoun County School Board member, Ian Sorotkin, he posted about the change to Facebook. He said he only learned about the change the night prior during a briefing from a staff member. Just, again, they don't have that power. It shouldn't happen. The information should be given to the education trustees and let them decide what to do or not to do. He said the plan would eliminate all accelerated prior to the 11th grade. This is not an exaggeration, nor does it appear that to be any discretion on how local districts implement it. That always happens. Somebody with two brain cells to rub together will come up with an idea they think is wonderful. They sell it to staff. Staff tries to make it happen without even letting the board know about it. I mean, math. Traditional math. The courses that would allow for at least some variations depending on student skill level. Our differentiated instruction means providing instruction that is well catered to the learning needs of each child. We do that now. We have different levels of the grades. And you know what it is? They don't want the kids to feel bad when they're in, you know, algebra 1. Algebra 1A, 1B, 1C. You know the kids in Algebra 1C aren't doing as well as the kids in Algebra 1A. So what? We've gone so far not wanting these kids to feel bad that we're actually stealing life from them. We're stealing the ability to teach them how to be strong. We're taking away every chance of having them succeed. And those loons on the left think success is going to be by taking all the obstacles away from them instead of teaching them to go through those obstacles around them and or deal with them. Committee member Ian Shank, who focused on grades 8 through 10, let me be totally clear about this. We're talking about taking Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2, those three courses that we've known and loved, and removing them from our high school mathematics program. Right? So I know some people are going, yeah, good. No, I don't want to get rid of algebra. There's logic skills taught in algebra. I mean, even if they don't get it right, even if they don't work the numbers exactly the way they're supposed to, there's logic, teaching those kids how to work things through, how to work things out, no matter how frustrated or how bad they feel. This comes from a lot of those parents who don't want their kids feeling bad about anything. Wrong. It is wrong. God, it's so dangerous. Then they have trouble dealing with life. They have trouble dealing with being told no. I mean, get Dr. B to talk about this. How much of a problem this is when you don't allow kids to go through adversity, when you don't allow kids to push through stuff. Right? What we're doing to our kids in this country is sad. What we're not allowing them to witness, to enjoy, to know, is sad. And until we do, man, they're not going to get any better. It's actually going to get worse for them. I don't want your kids to suffer. I don't want my kids to suffer. But sometimes they got to go through it because they're stubborn, because they're going to do it their way. So instead of fighting for stronger schools, instead of fighting to keep those classes in, what are we fighting? We're fighting to allow cheerleaders to be able to curse or use foul language. Let's just be true about it. Right? In their cheerleading class. Isn't it funny how what we now see as freedom is the ability to swear and walk around naked, you know, free the nipples, the whole nine yards. All that stuff they're fighting for that they see as an equal right, as an oppression. But we don't fight to give our kids the ability to be smarter and better and all of that. So, with your host, this is the Real Side of GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. We'll be here tomorrow. Don't forget to join us.